It is time for the Weekend Arts Roundup. Marianne Combs from NPR News is here. Good morning, Marianne.
Good morning. Happy beautiful summer.
Happy beautiful summer. Exactly. I know. It's just beautiful, beautiful, gorgeous outside.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just lots of good stuff out there.
All right. What do you have for us this week?
First off, the Fresh Ink series is kicking off this weekend over at the Illusion Theater in Minneapolis, downtown Minneapolis, right there on Hennepin Avenue. And they've got three great shows coming up, one each weekend for the next 3 weekends. This weekend, it's a show by Leslie Orr, who is a longtime performer here in the Twin Cities. And she has a show, a one-woman show called What I Thought I Saw, Random Acts of Blindness. Leslie is legally blind, and she's used that in a lot of her performances. And she does a lot of work with people, helping them to understand what it's like to be blind or what it's like to experience disabilities. But she, this is an autobiographical piece, and I'm sure it's going to be hilarious. It's about, you know, what her sort of visual challenges she faces when you can see a little bit but not everything clearly, and what you end up thinking you saw, and and how you misinterpret things, which can happen on stage or in life, and wacky mishaps. And it's but also is talking about her childhood and growing up as one of 8 kids in Sioux Falls and learning to do crazy sound effects, which she got to one time on Prairie Home Companion. She got to be a guest sound effects person.
Oh, really?
Wow, yeah.
Cool.
So she's yeah, she's just an amazing woman who does Women Who Drink. Have you heard of that performance? It was a long time. Yeah,
I think I did that the other night.
Yeah.
It was a one-woman show.
You were, right. You were imitating Leslie Orr right there.
It really was a one-woman show that night.
So that's up this weekend. And then Groundbreaker Battle Festival at the Kohl Center for Dance and Performing Arts. And
hell yeah.
Yeah, this is the 5th annual hip-hop celebration.
Yes.
There are going to be lots of crew versus crew battles, open dance floor. There are going to be performances by B-Boy J-Sun and Dancin' Dave, who have quite the reputation in town. There'll be workshops throughout the day. Plus, there'll be food vendors, a graffiti installation. So all this is going on downtown Kohl Center on July 13th.
Great event every summer.
Yeah, really, really fun. So I think that's going to be a lot of fun. And there'll be MCs like Desdemona and just also great, great stuff going on. Mm-hmm. So that's at the Groundbreaker Battle Festival in the Kohl Center in downtown Minneapolis. And then if you're looking for something a little bit more, what's that word again? It would describe
subdued?
No, it's green, not verdant, but it's the bucolic.
Oh, pastoral.
Oh, duh. I was going to say that.
If you're looking for something a little more bucolic, which I always thought meant that you were sick, but this
no,
is...
No, I mean, right, exactly. But redolent of meadows and
redolent,
wandering
ooh.
Sheep, right? That's what I think of bucolic.
Yes, exactly.
It's like rolling hillsides and like, you know, cows.
And I always think of babies being bucolic-y.
Yeah.
So anyway, there it's the 12th annual Dances at the Lakes Festival. This is something put on by Christopher Watson Dance Company at the Lake Harriet Rose Garden. So you can bring a lawn chair or a blanket and a picnic dinner if you want, and just watch a ton of different dance companies perform outdoors by the lake, including, you know, there's Christopher Watson Dance Company, of course, but there's Eclectic Edge Ensemble, Kinetic Evolutions. There'll be a flamenco dance. There'll be young dancers performing. It's just going to be a smorgasbord of dance performances out in the beautiful bucolic-y outdoors and Lake Harriet Rose Garden. So that's on Friday and Saturday at 7:30 in the evening. So
sweet.
Yeah. Just a lovely way to enjoy this fabulous, beautiful summer we're having.
Exactly.
Yeah. Soak it up, people.
Exactly. Thank you so much, Marianne, as always. Nice choices, as always.
My pleasure.
Marianne Combs, she writes the State of the Arts blog for NPRnews.org, and she joins us every Thursday morning for the Weekend Arts Roundup. I'll see you back.